Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名，我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we are so blessed and so thankful that you have given us this Sabbath day to come to worship you.
感谢主啊，你保佑我们，我们能够在星期六这里聚会在这里。
Our life every day is filled with many burdens and many cares.
我们的生命中有无数的这个重担。
We struggle from day to day.
我们每一天都在挣扎。
But we know that through your word, you have told us that if we lay our burdens at your feet, you will give us peace and rest.
我们都知道你曾说，把你的重担交在我的脚前，我会让你们得自由。
And for us to do this, it requires faith.
让我们能够得到这样子的信心。
And only our faith can be built up when we hear your word and we let it dwell in our heart.
我们的信仰能够增长，是因为我们听了你的话语。
Today, Lord, we come to build our faith.
主啊，我们今天来这里就是要建立我们的信仰。
To strengthen it.
去加强。
But we can only do it through your spirit.
我们只能从你的灵圣灵里面来得到。
We can only do it if you dwell amongst us today.
我们只有让你住在我们的内心，我们才能够得到。
You have told us that wherever two or more are gathered together in your name, you will be here.
我们都知道你曾经说，只要两个以上的人聚在一起，我们就能够奉你的名来做。
We come today, Lord, because we want to draw close to you.
我们今天来到你的面前，是因为我们想更接近你。
We want to know you better.
我们希望更认识你。
We want to love you more.
我们希望爱你更多。
And we want to give you the praise and thanks that you deserve.
我们希望在这里用感谢来祝福你。
May our thoughts and our words today be to give glory to you.
希望我们所言所行都能够荣耀你的名。
So that when we leave this place,
当我们离开这里。
Our faith will be strengthened.
我们的信仰就会比
And we will have courage in your spirit.
我们就会信仰增强因为你的鼓励。
May all the glory be to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
愿荣耀全归于你。Amen.
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
This morning's topic that I share with you is four obstacles of faith.
今天早上我要跟各位分享的是信仰的四个障碍。
There are many obstacles in faith, more than four.
信仰的障碍比这个比四个还要多。
But today I will share with you just four.
今天我只能跟你们分享的是四个。
The Lord Jesus had a very real knack for using everyday objects and everyday situations to teach us about spiritual things.
主耶稣他是一个很有全能的，他在每一天都用一些实在的事情来教导我们。
So let us turn to our scripture for this morning.
让我们来翻一些圣经的经节。
The Gospel of Mark, chapter 8.
马可福音第八章。
Mark chapter 8.
马可福音第八章。
And we will read from verse 14 through 21.
我们会从十四节念到二十一节。
Mark chapter 8, verse 14.
马可第八章十四节。
Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread, and they did not have more than one loaf with them in the boat. Verse 15.
十五节。
Then he charged them, saying, Take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. Verse 16.
十六节。
And they reasoned among themselves, saying, It is because we have no bread. Verse 17.
十七。
But Jesus, being aware of it, said to them,Why do you reason because you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive nor understand? Is your heart still hardened? Verse 18.
十八节。
Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember? Verse 19.
十九节。
When I broke the five loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments did you take up? They said to him, 12. Verse 20.
二十。
Also, when I broke the seven for the 4,000,How many large baskets full of fragments did you take up? And they said, seven. Verse 21.
21.
So he said to them, How is it you do not understand? See, the Lord Jesus talks about things that we are familiar with and people that we can relate to.
主耶稣常常讲的事情我们都是很熟悉的跟我们也有所关联的。
He talks about yeast in describing the teachings of the Pharisees.
他讲到这个酵母，这个用这个以赛亚
And also the Herodians and the Sadducees.
同时在讲说是那个撒都该人跟这个 希律族群。
Bread was made with yeast or lemon.
面包是从酵母来制造的。
And it was part of the diet of the ancient Israel.
这是在古代的时候，他们食物都是面包都是这样做的。
The bread was made to rise by putting a piece of sour dough from a previous batch of dough and mixing it together with the new batch.
这个面包就是从这个老的这个面里面拿一块发酸的面放到新的里面让它发酵。
And this dough, the sour dough, brought on the fermentation of the whole new dough.
这个一块小的这个酸的面呢，就能够让整个这个新面发起来。
Now, when the Lord Jesus is talking about yeast here, he's using it in a figurative sense.
主耶稣当他讲到这个酵母的话，就是用来象征的一些事情。
He says, "Watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and that of Herod."
他说要小心这个法利赛人的酵和希律的酵。
Because the significant thing about yeast is the power that it has.
就是说最重要的就是这个酵呢是有很大的力量。
And this power can become either a source of good or evil.
这个酵母的能力可能会是好的，也可能是坏的。
There are many objects in this world that can be either good or evil.
就是这个酵的话，在这个现今世界上，有可能是会变成好的或者坏的。
For example, if I was to ask you whether alcohol is good or evil.
就假如说我会问你说，这个酒是好的或是坏的。
Some will say it's evil.
有人会说是不好的。
And it's true because if it's used in the wrong way, it can become evil.
是有时候是不好的，如果你喝的太多的话是不好的。
But if we use alcohol for medicinal purposes, for medicine,
假如我们用酒精来当是一种医药方面的用品。
For example, to clean a wound.
就是举例像清那个伤口。
Or to sterilize an instrument.
或者是清洁这些音乐的用器。
And it becomes good.
就是好的。
Same thing for a bathtub.
就像那个浴缸。
A bathtub, everyone would say is good.
大家看起来都是好的。
Because it helps cleanse us of the dirt from our bodies.
可以把我们的身体洗干净。
But can a bathtub be evil?
那这个浴缸会变成是坏的吗？
Yes, it can.
它是可能的。
If a mother or a father takes the children and drowns them in the bathtub.
假如爸爸妈妈不小心把小孩子淹死在这个浴缸里，有可能。
And this has actually happened.
这是曾经发生的。
So we can see the same instrument can be good or evil.
我们就会看到同样的一个东西，有的时候是好，有的时候就变坏。
So in the parable of the leaven in Matthew chapter 13.
在这个马可福音第八章的一个比喻。
Jesus uses yeast to symbolize the pervasiveness of the kingdom of God.
主耶稣就是用这个酵母来象征着这个堕落的王国。
Which can eventually transform the world, which would be a good use of the yeast.
它也可以把这个整个世界能够转换成好的。
But in the text here, the Lord Jesus says, watch out for the yeast, because in the context that he is using it, it is a bad thing.
主耶稣说小心这个酵母，因为在这里他想要用酵母是比喻是一个不好的。
So what we just read, the Lord Jesus warns us about four obstacles to faith.
我们会学习的就是主耶稣警告我们的有四种会阻碍信仰的酵。
Four things that he classifies as yeast.
这四种他是说是四种不好的酵母。
And if we as Christians accept this, they can destroy our faith.
如果我们基督徒接受了这种不好的四种酵母的话，我们就会被毁坏。
So the first one that is mentioned by the Lord Jesus is the yeast of the Pharisees.
第一个被来讲的就是法利赛人的酵。
And the yeast of the Pharisees was traditionalism.
在这个法利赛人的酵呢，就是表示说他们是一种传统主义。
You see, the Pharisees were traditionalists.
这法利赛人是一种传统主义者。
And they often held their traditions, their own traditions, above the law of God.
他们常常把他们自己的传统主义呢，放在这个神的律法之上。
They lifted up the teachings of men so high that they were not even able to recognize the Messiah when he was walking among them.
这些他们把这些人类高高举起，让他们都忘了这有这个耶稣先知在他们中间。
They were so proud of themselves.
他们非常骄傲。
So puffed up in their own knowledge.
他们为自己的知识非常的觉得了不起。
That they thought there was nothing more they could learn.
他们认为没有什么他可以学习的。
That what they taught and what they said was exactly right.
他们认为他们自己所说所做的都是对的。
So, even when the Lord Jesus, the Messiah that they were supposed to be watching for, was among them, they couldn't see him.
但是那个弥赛亚被派到他们中间来帮助他们，可是他们都看不见。
Jesus says, "Watch out for the Pharisees, the yeast of the Pharisees."
主耶稣警告说，小心弥赛亚的弥赛亚的笑。
And there are a couple reasons why traditionalism is dangerous.
这里有两个例子，就是说为什么传统主义是不好的。
Traditionalism says, "I will do it the old way, even if the new way is better."
传统主义的人就是做什么事情都认为是他们是对的，就是。有好的呢，他们也是认为说是，他们也不会去做。
You know, for centuries, people believed that Aristotle was right when he said that the heavier an object was, the faster it would fall to earth.
在几世纪前，有一个人叫亚里士多德，他认为说是重的东西掉到地上会比较快。
And Aristotle was regarded as one of the greatest thinkers of all time, and Of course, surely he couldn't be wrong.
亚里士多德在那个时代，他们是被尊称为一个最伟大的思想家。那当然，他所说所言的话不可能是错的。
Whatever Aristotle said must be right.
不管他说什么，一定是对的。
But all it would have taken is for one person to take two objects.
这个证明就是说，一个人可以拿两个东西在他手上。
One heavy, one light.
一个重的，一个轻的。
And go to a top of a building.
到一个大楼上面
and drop them to see whether or not the heavier object landed first.
让这两个东西一起落下，看哪一个先着地。
But no one came forward for over 2,000 years.
可是没有人去指证在这两千年之前。
It wasn't until after Aristotle died.
直到这个亚里士多德死了以后。
That in 1589, Galileo.He gathered a lot of the very educated professors to the base of the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
在1589年呢，这个伽利略他召集了一些这个有知识的人，在一个意大利的斜塔上。
So then Galileo went to the top of the tower.
伽利略就走到那个塔的最上面。
And he pushed off a 10-pound weight and a 1-pound weight.
他放了一个十磅的东西跟一个一磅的东西。
And both landed at the same time.
两个掉在地上的时间是一样的。
But the power of the belief in the traditional or the conventional wisdom was so strong that the professors still refused to believe what they had seen.
这个传统主义的这个效在他们的脑筋里是非常的强烈，就是他们已经看到实例，他们还是不相信。
They continued to say Aristotle was right.
他们还是说亚里士多德是对的。
But even though in their hearts they knew he was wrong.
在他们的内心，他们知道他们是不对的。
Why? Because they had seen it with their own eyes.
为什么呢？他们因为他们已经看到了，他们不能去否定。
So here the Lord Jesus, he talks about in these verses where Jesus fed the 4,000 people with 5 loaves and bread and 2 small fish.
在这里有一个例子，就是主耶稣用五个面包、两条小鱼就喂了五千人。
And after he performed this miracle, what did the Pharisees do?
在他行了这样子的神迹之后，那法利赛人做什么呢？
They come up to Jesus and say, "Show us a sign."
法利赛人还说，请来就是指给我们看天堂在哪里。
They were so stuck on their own tradition.
他们就是非常固执在他们的传统主义。
That even this sure sign from the Son of God could not convince them that the new way was better.
这就是神的儿子都没有办法说服他们说新的方法是对的。
Not the way of the old law or the tradition.
不是旧的 法律或者是传统的。
But the new way of peace in Jesus Christ.
这个新的方法就是说在主里有平安。
But traditionalism would say, we've never done it that way before.
可是这个传统主义的人会说我们从来没有这样做过。
Even in the true Jesus Church.
就是在这个我们真耶稣教会里面。
We find that this word tradition can cause the growth of our church to be hindered.
我们会发现在这个教会里面这个传统呢也会阻碍我们的教会发展。
Many times people say, we've never done it that way before.
我们常常会说我们从来没有这样做过。
Our church's tradition is to do it this way.
我们教堂的传统就是这样子做。
It reminds me of when the Israelites were set free from captivity in Babylon.
就是让我想起来这以色列人在巴比伦被释放。
When the Israelites, they violated God's commandment of keeping the Sabbath, God allowed them to be taken prisoner into Babylon for 70 years.
因为这些以色列人他们不遵照神的话去做，所以神让他们70年在巴比伦受奴隶。
So they were enslaved for 70 years.
他们在那里做奴隶做了70年。
And when they finally were set free,
当他们自由了
the first thing they wanted to do was to rebuild the temple that had been destroyed.
他们就第一件事要做就是他们要重建圣殿。
So they began to lay the foundation.
所以他们就开始建，把地基打好。
And when the foundation was laid, they sounded the trumpets. They were so joyful.
当这个地基打好了以后，他们吹锣打鼓，非常的高兴。
But not all of them.
可是不是全部的人。
The ones who were joyful were the ones who had only known captivity.
这些人会高兴是因为他们知道。
But the ones who wept were those who remembered the old temple.
可是有些人他们会不高兴是因为他们还记得这个旧的圣殿。
And they said, this temple, this new one, will never be the same as the old one.
他说这个旧殿新殿绝对不会建得跟旧殿一样。
It will never have all the glory that the old temple had.
绝对不会有旧圣殿的这些荣耀。
And so for 15 years, because they were holding fast to their tradition, 15 years, the temple, no progress made other than the foundation.
在这个地基打完15年，他们都没有任何进展，因为就是他们这个传统主义害了他们。
So let me ask you something.
让我问你们一些问题。
If you've always done something a particular way, but you never get any results from it,
假如你们一直在照旧的方法在做，可是都没有什么发展。
Don't you think it's time to do it a way that you've never done it before?
你们是不是要试着新的方法去做
？When you rely upon your own wisdom to solve a problem,
当你们用你们的智慧，用你们的旧知识去解决问题
，and the problem is still there.
这问题还是在那里。
It doesn't get resolved.
都没有解决。
Even though you've used your best intellect and your best effort,
你们用最先进的这个仪器，最努力去做。
Don't you think it's time to try a different way?
你们是不是想想用别的方法来试着去做呢
？To put it in the hands of God,
把这个放在神的手上呢
？Do you know what the definition of insanity is?
你们知不知道什么叫现世主义？
It's doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting different results.
就是做一件事情，一直一直做，希望是有不同的这个回答。
See, the traditionalists did not like Jesus because he did a lot of things in ways that they had never been done before.
因为这个传统主义的人，他们不会让主耶稣进入他们的内心。
Because Jesus wasn't concerned with tradition.
因为主耶稣并不在乎这个传统的作风。
He was concerned with the advancement of the kingdom of God.
他在乎是这个进入天国。
If we want our faith to progress,
假如我们希望我们的信仰能够有所进展
，our spiritual life to be nourished and to grow,
我们的灵性被喂养被增长。
If we want our church to grow,
我们希望我们的教会增长。
If we want to do great things for the kingdom of God,
我们希望做很好的事情去为天国。
We need not be so concerned about how things were done before.
我们就不会在乎我们从前做过的事。
We need to be concerned about how God wants them done now.
我们就会在乎就说现在神要我们怎么做。
Does that mean that everything that is done in the past is bad or should be forgotten?
这是说以前做的事情都把它忘了或者是不好呢？
Of course not.
当然不是。
We build on past traditions that have become beneficial to the kingdom of God.
我们也做了一些传统的是对这个神的国是有益的。
Hold fast to those traditions that help us to grow.
是有一些传统可以让我们有增长。
And replace the traditions that hold us back.
当然我们也要有所改进，对那个旧的传统不好的，我们要有所改进。
There is nothing wrong with tradition by itself.
对这个传统并不是有什么不好。
But only traditionalism.
但是就是传统主义者。
But tradition becomes traditionalism when we let it stand in the way of God.
如果传统变成了传统主义，那我们就会没有进展。
The second obstacle to faith is secularism.
第二个障碍就是现世主义。
The Lord Jesus said, "Watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and that of Herod."
主耶稣在这个经节上面有说，小心这个法利赛人的笑和希律的笑。
He was speaking of the Herodians.
他在说这个希律族群的人。
They were the group who we find that plotted and made plans with the religious leaders as how they might capture and kill Jesus.
这个族群呢，就是在组合在一起呢，就是要发现一些主耶稣的缺点，要想办法杀他。
The Herods were a royal family who had really thrived and flourished during the time of Jesus Christ.
这个希律是一个王族，就是一个皇族。他们就是跟随这个皇族。
And the Herodians were those who followed the family of the Herod family and supported them.
这个希律族群的人就是跟随着这个希律王国的人，然后帮助他们。
The Herodians were known as secularists.
这个希律的主义的人就是像现世主义，也就是宗教与教育分离论者。
They believed that the world could be changed by the politics of the Herods and their followers.
他们认为这个世界能够被这个政治家来或是政府来改变。
These were people that put their faith in the government instead of God.
他们把他们的信仰放在政府上面代替放在神的上面。
Because the secularists believe that government can solve all their problems.
这现世主义者他认为说这个政府能够把所有的问题都能解决。
The government has all the answers.
政府会回答他们所有的问题。
Because government has all the money.
因为这个政府有很多的钱。
Government has all the power.
政府有很大的力量。
The government has the right to decide what is right and wrong.
这个政府可以有决定权。这是对的或是错的。
And we can see that this is very prevalent in today's society.
我们可以看到这在我们现今的世界上世上是这样子的。
People turn to the government instead of turning to God.
人们都是先去找政府。
They believe that if they can only get the right political platform, then all of the world's problems can be solved.
他们认为他们只要找到政治的平台，那所有的问题都能够解决。
The government will take care of our finances.
这政府能够解决我们的财务问题。
The government will take care of the crime problem.
政府可以把这个罪犯的问题解决。
The government will take care of all of our health care problems.
政府也可以把我们的健康问题解决。
The government will take care of the teaching of our children.
这政府也能够把照顾教育小孩的责任给承担。
The government will tell us what is right and what is wrong.
这政府会告诉我们什么是对的，什么是错的。
What is moral and what is immoral.
什么是道德的，什么是非道德的。
See, the secularists believe that government must make our decisions for us.
这现世主义者就认为说政府会为我们做一切的事情，做一切的决定。
Because we are incapable of making those decisions ourselves.
因为我们自己没有能力去做这些决定。
But Jesus said, watch out for the Herodians.
所以在这里主耶稣说小心这些希律群党的人。
Our faith is not in secularism. Our faith is in the Savior.
我们的信仰不是建立在现世主义上，我们是建立在神身上。
We can work through a government.
我们可以跟政府合作。
Because Jesus tells us that we must submit to authorities.
就因为主耶稣告诉我们，我们要尊重这个权力。
Whoever is in charge，
谁来控制我们
？Because God will deal with him。
神会跟控制我们的人去做一个商量。
Our responsibility is to vote for those who uphold godly principles。
我们的责任就是要选一个好的政治人物。
We cannot depend on the government to save us。
我们没有办法去依赖这个政府来救我们。
We can only depend on the Lord Jesus Christ。
我们只有依靠主耶稣，我们才能得救。
The third yeast that Jesus spoke of was skepticism。
第三种酵，主耶稣说的是怀疑论。
Matthew 16 verse 6。
在马太福音十六章第六节。
Let's turn to Matthew 16 verse 6。
请看马太福音十六章第六节。
Matthew 16 verse 6.
马太十六章第六节。
Then Jesus said to them, "Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees."
耶稣对他们说，你们要谨慎，防备法利赛人和撒都该人的酵。
You see here, Matthew doesn't mention the Herodians, but he mentions the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
在这里马太他并没有去讲这个撒都。没有在讲说这个西律群族的这个笑，他是讲法利赛人和撒都该人的笑。
This is because the Sadducees and the Herodians were often blended in with one another.
因为这个法利赛人跟这个西律群族的人常常都会有征战。
So Mark mentions the Herodians and Matthew mentions the Sadducees.
所以马太是讲这个西律的族群，马可是讲法利赛。
You see, the Sadducees were known for their skepticism when it came to anything that was supernatural.
这个撒都该人的话，他们是持什么事都是持怀疑的态度。
Let us turn to Acts 23.
请看使徒行传二十三章。
Acts 23 verse 8.
使徒行传二十三章第八节。
Acts 23 verse 8.
《使徒行传》二十三章第八节。
Acts 23 verse 8. For Sadducees say there is no resurrection, and no angel or spirit, but the Pharisees confess both.
第八节说，因为撒都该人说没有复活，也没有天使和鬼魂，法利赛人却说两样都有。
See, the Sadducees were of a class of people we call religious skeptics.
这个法利赛人呢，我们就是说他是一群怀疑论的人。
They had a form of religion, but yet they denied the power of God.
他们有宗教信仰，可是他们却否定有神。
They denied anything that had to do with the supernatural.
他们否定所有的事情有关神的。
There was no angel, no spirit.
他们认为没有灵，没有天使。
No resurrection.
没有复活。
There were no miracles.
也没有奇迹。
But Jesus warns us against those who claim to believe in God, but at the same time deny that God is able to work in the supernatural realm.
主耶稣要我们远离这些人，他们虽然是信有宗教信仰，可是他们又否定神可以做这些就是神迹奇事。
You see, skepticism will eat away at the core of our faith.
这种怀疑论的人会把我们的这个核心去吃掉。
Do you know that, especially today, there are many Christians who claim to believe in God, but yet do not believe that God created the world?
在现今世界上有很多人是说相信有神，可是不相信神创造了天地。
They say that man has progressed through biological evolution.
他是认为说人类是从这个生物的眼镜而来的。
I'm still waiting to find a man that is half fish and half man.
我现在还在等说是不是有的人会是一半的鱼一半的人。
If man evolves from monkeys, why do we still have monkeys?
我如果说人类是从猴子变来的话，那为什么我们现在还可以看到有猴子呢？
Why don't we see the evolution still taking place?
我们为什么没有看到这个 这个进化论还继续在在啊进行呢？
You see, if I cannot believe that God created man,
我可以怀疑说啊，是不是神造了人类？
Then neither can I believe that I was created in His image.
那我也可以否认说啊，我们是由他而造成。造他的影像造成的。
And it is sad today in Christianity that there are many who don't believe that the Bible is without error.
很悲伤的是啊，现在很多教徒他们啊不认为说这个啊圣经讲的都是对的。
But if I don't believe that every word in the Bible is true,
假如我不认为说每一个字在圣经上面是真的
，then I cannot believe that any word is true.
那我们就不能相任何话，我们都不能相信是真的。
There are many in Christianity who do not believe in the virgin birth of Jesus Christ.
有些基督徒他们不能啊相信说主耶稣是啊由处女没有怀孕而生的。
They do not believe in his sinless life.
他们也不能相信他们啊主耶稣是啊无罪的。
They do not believe in the resurrection from the dead, his resurrection from the dead.
他们也不能相信主耶稣复活。
But if I cannot base my faith on those facts about Christ,
啊，我们应该把这个啊，我们的基本建立在这个神的身上。
Then I have no faith.
啊，假如我们不建立在他身上的话，我们就没有信仰。
I have no hope.
就没有希望。
And I have no salvation.
也没有救恩。
When I cease to believe in the supernatural, then I cease to have faith in Christ.
啊，我们如果说是有这个啊。这个神性的这个思想的话，我们就会相信有主。
You know, skepticism in Christianity today has led to becoming a very weak faith, weak religion.
所以这个怀疑论呢，在这个基督徒啊的身上的话，或教会身上会变成越来越软弱。
I recently read about a study that had been done, a survey that had been done concerning professors that teach in many.Major mainline denominational seminaries today.
啊，我做了一个这个市场调查，有一些教授他是专门教这个神学的。
Did you know that over 80% of them said that they did not believe in the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ?
可是有80%的这些教授，他们说他们不能相信神是从这个肉身复活的。
And they wonder why Christianity is.Falling apart.
So, this is why this Christianity is falling.
Jesus said, "Beware of the teaching of the Sadducees, because it will destroy your faith."
So, Jesus said, "Be careful of these doubting Christians. This will destroy our Christianity."
And the last yeast that the Lord Jesus indirectly warns us about is pessimism.
最后一个信仰的阻碍是悲观主义。
The disciples were pessimistic.
这些使徒呢都是很悲观的。
They were upset because they had forgotten to bring bread with them.
他们会觉得很难过，因为他们忘了带面包来。
And so they began to whisper among themselves.
所以他们在彼此之间就窃窃耳语。
But the Lord Jesus gave them a very frank and open and honest reply.
可是主耶稣给他们非常坦白简洁的回答。
Oftentimes Jesus would answer a question with a question.
有时候主耶稣会回答问题，用问题来回答问题。
And in this case, he answers them with several closely knit questions.
可是这个这次主耶稣用几个接近的这个例子来回答他。
Because he was trying to pull them out of their pessimism.
他要把他们从悲观论中拉出来。
Let's go back to the Gospel of Mark again, chapter 8.
我们再回到马可福音第八章。
Beginning with verse 17.
17节。
Mark 8, verse 17.
马可福音第八章17节。
Here we see that Lord Jesus begins to answer, he's answering their questions with questions.He says, why do you reason because you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive nor understand? Is your heart still hardened?
耶稣看出来就说你们为什么因为没有饼就议论呢你们还不醒悟还不明白吗你们的心还是愚顽吗
Verse 18.
18节
Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember?
你们有眼睛看不见吗有耳朵听不见吗不记得吗
Verse 19.
19节,
when I broke the five loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments did you take up?
我拨开那五个饼给五千人，你们收拾的零碎装满了，有多少个篮子呢？
In verse 20, also when I broke the seven for the 4,000, how many large baskets full of fragments did you take up?
二十节，又拨开那七个饼分给四千人，你们收拾的零碎装满了多少筐子呢？
21, he said, how is it you do not understand?
二十一节，耶稣说，你们还是不明白吗？
See, he was telling them that the concern that they had about bread was unnecessary.
他认为说他们在这个担心这些面包不够是没有必要的。
They had themselves seen that the Lord Jesus could take a small amount of bread and feed an entire army of people.
他们都看过主耶稣行的神迹，他只要几条面包就可以喂很多的人。
Pessimism is dangerous in the life of the Christian.
这个悲观论的会对我们基督徒是非常危险的。
Because it is Satan's way of telling the telling us that Christ, that there are things that we cannot do.
撒旦会告诉我们很多事情神是没有办法做的。
And in return, and in a sense, it's telling Christ that there are things that He is unable to do.
这就是告诉我们说，其实不是神不能做，是我们自己不能做。
And when we tell Christ that there are things that He cannot do in our life, we are usually right.
我们有时候告诉说神你不能做这些事情不能做这些事情也许我们是对的
He cannot do them because we will not allow him to do
为什么他不能做呢是因为我们不让他做
And when we tell Christ there are things that he cannot do in our church we are usually right
我们如果说跟神说你不能帮助我们的教会也许我们是对的
He cannot do what he wants with our church because we won't let him do it
他主耶稣不能帮助我们教会做我们想要做的是因为我们没有让他来帮我们做
We need to realize that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength
我们可以做任何的事情是因为主耶稣给我们的力量
So today we've seen that the Lord Jesus he warned his disciples to stay away from these four obstacles of faith
在这里今天我们学习的是主耶稣让这些我们所有大家都要远离这个四个信仰的阻碍
Stay away from traditionalists
离开这个传统主义
because it will hold you back from making progress in the kingdom of God
会把我们拉住没有办法让我们没有办法进入天国
Stay away from the secularists who will have you focus on the wrong solutions to the problem
第二个就是现世主义会把我们带到不对的会做不对的决定
I have said this before.
我曾经说过
You can put all the smartest men in the world in one room.
你可以把所有聪明的人都摆在一个房间
And they will not be able to solve the world's problems.
可是他们没有办法解决世界的问题
A good example.
一个最好的例子
We can put a man on the moon.
我们可以把人放在月球上
But we cannot stop the leaking of the oil in the Gulf of Mexico.
可是我们没有办法把那个漏油在这个高尔夫湾的漏油解决。
We can send spaceships to Mars.
我们可以把这个太空船送到月球星球上去。
But we cannot stop the crime and the drugs and the murdering and the killing that's going on in this world.
可是我们没有办法停止这些吸毒喝酒犯罪的事情在我们这个四周发生
We can make billions and billions of dollars in our businesses and corporations
我们可以放很多很多的钱几千几亿的钱在我们的公司上面
But we cannot feed the hungry and the homeless and rid the world of this
可是我们不能
problem of poverty
可是我们不能解决还有这么多无家可归饥饿的人
There is only two things that can solve this.
只有两件事情可以解决这个问题。
First is the second coming of Jesus Christ.
第一个就是主耶稣会再复活。
Secondly, is until he comes, we put Jesus Christ into the hearts of every man, woman, and child, so that there is no more problem.
第二就是我们要把主耶稣放在每一个人、孩子身上。那我们就会得救。
The secularists, the government cannot solve the problems.
就是说这个政府不一定会解决我们所有的问题。
Third, stay away from the skeptics.
也要远离这个怀疑论。
Skeptics are used by Satan to get you to doubt your faith.
这个怀疑论会让撒旦有这个见缝插针的这个可能。
They will ask you questions of if there is a loving God.
他们会有一个问题说，这是一个爱你们的神。
And why is there so much pain and suffering in the world?
可是你们为什么还有这么多痛苦在这个世界上呢？
Why do the good die young?
为什么有好的年轻人就死了呢？
But they are making this statement only from within the little world that they live.
他们就是在这个一个小的这个世界圈里面就散布这些谣言。
Because God's understanding, God's measurement of what is good and what is right is different than man's.
可是神的能力是无限的，他会考量什么是对的，什么是错的。
So avoid skeptics because it will destroy your faith.
所以我们要远离这个怀疑论。
In the same sense, the last is avoid pessimism.
也同样的就是第四点的这个悲观论。
What is the opposite of pessimism?
什么是悲观论的反面呢？
Become an optimist.
就变成是说乐观。
One who has hope.
如果你们有希望。
One who believes in the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
那你如果你们就是认为说主耶稣会复活救我们。
One who believes in eternal life.
如果你们相信有永生。
When we change the pessimism to optimism, our life begins to improve as well.
假如你们相信有永生的话，你们会把这个从悲观转换成乐观，那我们的生命就有希望。
And then the power of Christ will flow through our life.
那神的力量就会很流畅的在我们的心里。
As I said, there are many other obstacles to faith.
就像我讲了，有很多的这个阻碍在我们的信仰上。
Many things Satan will use to try to destroy our faith.
撒旦就会利用这些我们的信仰阻碍来打击我们。
This afternoon, I am going to share, I think, a very important.I don't want to give it away, but a very important message regarding faith.
今天下午我有很多很好的这个的这个就是说消息要告诉你们，就是有关信仰的。
And so I hope that everyone can join us this afternoon.
我希望在座的每一个人都可以加入我们下午的这个查考。
Even if it means we have to forego the cleaning until afterwards.
我们可不可以把这个清洁的工作摆在一边，等我们这个下午的聚会完再做
？We come because we want to have our faith increased.
我们来这里是希望我们要增强我们的信心。
We want to draw closer to God.
我们希望更接近神。
We want to be touched by God.
我们希望能够被神接触到神。
We want to love God.
我们希望爱神。
So when we leave these doors,
当我们离开这个门
，we are changed.
我们就有所改变。
Instead of coming here and saying, "Lord, give me,"
代替说我们来这边就只是跟神说，给我，给我。
Or Lord, why me? Why are you letting this happen to me?
或者是就是很悲观的说，神啊，为什么会发生在我身上？为什么会是我
？So that we can leave here saying, "Lord, here I am, use me."
我们离开这个门，我们可以很高兴的对神说。我在这里申请用我
so that we can become changed.
那就是我们有所改变了。